Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Friday, April 15th, 2022. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, almost 2 years into the Apple Silicon transition, the company is now preparing to introduce its next generation Apple Silicon processor. According to a new report from Bloomberg, Apple is currently testing third-party applications with at least 9 different Mac models with the next generation M2 chip on the inside. Developer sources who spoke to Bloomberg said that they have been seeing unreleased Mac models in the analytic data for their applications, suggesting that Apple is running final tests on new computers before releasing them to the market. All of the new Macs seen in this analytic data by developers are running on the new M2 processor, which is expected to be introduced sometime this year, perhaps as soon as at WWDC in June. According to the report, these machines include an M2 chip in the MacBook Air, an updated entry-level MacBook Pro, and a Mac Mini. New MacBook Pros are on the way with the M2 Pro and M2 Max chips, and a new Mac Pro with an updated Apple Silicon successor to the M1 Ultra. 9to5 Mac had previously reported, based on our own independent sources, that Apple is indeed working on these new Macs mentioned now by Bloomberg. With 9 different Macs powered by the M2 chip or some variant of the M2 now appearing in analytic data from developers, it's clear that Apple is hoping to release its first round of M2 Macs sooner rather than later. The MacBook Air is perhaps the most anticipated M2 chip machine that we've heard of so far, as it's also expected to feature an all-new design that's available in multiple colors, similar to the latest 24-inch iMac. Again, the first round of M2 Macs could come as soon as WWDC in June, but we're still waiting for final confirmation from Apple. In other news today, it's been almost a year since Apple introduced iOS 14.5 with App Tracking Transparency, a feature that lets users choose whether or not they want to be tracked by third-party applications. While the number of users opting to let apps track them was low when App Tracking Transparency first launched, new research shows that some people have been changing their mind about this option. According to new research from Adjust, the industry originally feared that app tracking transparency in iOS would hurt the mobile app market, which relies heavily on targeted advertisements. In May of 2021, opt-in rates were at around 16%. So this means that 16% of people who saw the app tracking transparency pop-up when opening a new application were allowing that application to track them across other apps and services. That number has now increased to 25% a year later, with 25% of people opting in to being tracked across other apps and services on iOS. And when it comes to games, that number is even higher, with 30% of users allowing developers to collect their data for advertisements. These numbers are based on global research from 2,000 of the most popular applications for iPhone and iPad, and in some cases, popular games have achieved opt-in rates of up to 75%. So it's clear that the rate of adoption varies dramatically, not only from app to app, but also between different app categories. Developers seem to be doing a good job of explaining to users what data they collect, how they collect it, and what it's used for, so much so that users are opting in to being tracked despite privacy concerns. With iOS 16 just a few months away, we expect Apple to continue its focus on privacy, but whether or not there are updates to app tracking transparency remain to be seen. To round out this week, let's check in with Blair Altland from 9to5 Toys, who has details on some of the best Apple deals to get you ready for the weekend.
All of this weekend's best Apple-friendly deals are now up for the taking and headlined as Visible Wireless is ending the work week by rolling out the best iPhone SE 3 promotion yet. Having just launched back in March, right now you can score the prepaid iPhone SE 3 64GB in all three colors with Apple's latest AirPods 3 and a $200 gift card attached for $429. That's the best option out there right now for those who don't want to be locked into a 2-year plan, and the best value to date overall as well. Apple's latest budget-friendly iPhone this time around arrives as the new SE 3. Still sitting within the same iPhone 8 body as before, this refreshed handset has an updated array of components centered around the A15 Bionic chip that enables plenty of firsts for the SE lineup, like all of the new photography functionality like cinematic and night modes, on top of its dual 12-megapixel camera with deep fusion. There's still the home button design in lieu of Face ID, as well as a 4.7-inch LCD display that rests around it. If you happen to be rocking one of Apple's newer devices, on the other hand, Amazon is now offering Belkin's latest 15-watt MagSafe kickstand charger for $51. Normally fetching $60, you are looking at the very first discount on this new release, alongside the best price to date at $9 off. Launching earlier this year as one of the first third-party MagSafe chargers actually capable of dishing out the full 15-watt speeds to an iPhone 12 or 13 series handset, Belkin's model arrives with some extra premium features to justify the higher-than-usual price. For starters, there's a built-in kickstand into the back that allows you to prop up your handset while it refuels. That's alongside a braided nylon USB-C cable for some extra durability when you're throwing in your everyday carry. And to close everything out today, a discount we saw earlier in the week is once again live, with Amazon discounting the latest M1 Mac Mini. Now on sale for an all-time low, the entry-level 256GB model is down to $570. While you'd more regularly pay $699, today's offer is matching the best price we've seen for only the third time and stacks up to $129 in savings. Bringing Apple's new M1 chip to the desktop, its latest Mac Mini may not be the new Mac Studio, but is still a great option for those who want to build out an affordable macOS setup. Its compact footprint won't take up too much space on your desk, but also lets you plug in a monitor of your choice for fitting in with your unique workstation demands. Its 256GB of internal storage is also backed by 8GB of RAM, as well as a pair of Thunderbolt ports and an HDMI output. All of today's other best deals, then, are up for grabs over at 9to5toys.com.
That wraps up another week of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. If you like the podcast, please be sure to subscribe in Apple's podcast app or in Overcast or wherever you listen every day. And while you're there, you can leave us a 5-star rating and a review to help more people find the show. You can follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back on Monday for a new week of Apple News.